But here in Luke, we, the story is told in a bit more detail.
少なくとも半日ぐらいはイエス様とこの漁師さんたちは一緒に過ごしたようです。
So even if you, think of it generously, the fishermen must have spent at least half a day with Jesus.
ちょっとこのルカによる福音書の5章を少し細かく見ていきたいと思うんですけども、これはいつだったんですか、その日の朝ですか、昼ですか、午後ですか、いつ頃だと思いますか。
When do you think this took place? In the morning, in the afternoon, or in the evening?
多分朝でしょうね。
We have someone saying early morning, and Masa saying that too. Probably it was in the morning.
この、まあ、ガリラヤ湖ゲネサレ、同じこの湖で多分漁師さんたちは夜の漁を終えて帰ってきた時、帰った後のことです。
So, if we look at, the culture at this time, the fishermen fished at night and they came back to the shore in the morning.
でも後で分かりますけど、一匹も一晩かかっても一匹も魚が釣れなかったんです。
But we read that they had been fishing all night, but they didn't even catch one fish.
だから多分様子はがっかりしてたと思います。
So if you think about how they felt, they must have been really disappointed.
一旦網をやるとですね、網をしっかり洗って、そして整理しないと次に使えないんですよ。
So, if you have a go fishing and you use a net, you have to bring the net back in and clean it well, and then you fold it up and, put it away. Otherwise, you can't use it for your next time of fishing.
網にですね、枝とかいろんなもの入ってると、それをいちいち一個一個抜くんですね。
So if there's different stuff, like you know, seaweed or different stuff caught in the net, you have to take each one out one by one.
次の漁の料理のためには、漁の料理のために網をきれいにして、次、そしてそれが実際投げられるように何時間も費やすんです。
So in order to prepare the net for the next time that you want to go fishing, it took several hours of cleaning and then folding this net.
そういうところにイエス様がやってきます。
And while the fishermen were in the middle of this long and tedious job, Jesus comes along.
そしてイエス様の話を聞くと、群衆がいっぱい来るんです。多くの人たちがやってきます。
And when Jesus comes, a whole big crowd of people follow him.
そしてイエスはシモン、後でペトロになるシモンに、どうかあなたの船を貸して、そしてその沖に出してくださいと願います。
And Jesus says to Simon, who, is later on called Peter, he said, "Would you please lend me your boat?"
そしてシモンと一緒にですね、まあ、沖に出て、イエス様は多くの人にお話をするんですね。
So he gets into the boat with Peter and they, pull out from the land a little bit and Jesus starts to speak to the crowd.
この場所では一体イエス様は何を話したかは分かりません。
We don't know exactly what Jesus talked about.
でもですね、シモン、ペトロが横にいたんですね。一番近くで聞いたのは。
But what we do know is that Simon was right there next to Jesus while Jesus was speaking.
イエス様が長いお話を終えた後にペテロに話しかけます。
And after Jesus had gone on for quite a long time, he turns and talks to Peter.
ペテロは当然陸に戻るかと思ったんですけど、イエス様は全く想像外のことを言います。
So Jesus says something to Peter, and it's beyond Peter's imagination.
彼は今から漁に出ようって言うんですね。
Jesus says, "Let's go fishing now."
普通漁は夜するんです、ね。
So think about it. Usually, you fish at night.
夜の方が魚が取れやすいんです、ね。
At night, it's easier to catch the fish.
それはペトロたちはよく知ってたんですね。
Peter and his friends knew that all too well.
彼らは次の晩の漁のためにきれいに網を用意していたんです。
And they had just gotten their nets ready for the next evening of fishing.
一旦網を投げるとそれがうまく引っかからなかったら無駄になるんですね。
So if they take this net and they throw it out into the sea again, all that work that they had just done.Would be for nothing.
でもここでペテロはイエス様にシモンはイエス様無駄です無理ですやめましょうとは言わなかったんです、ね、
But Peter doesn't say to Jesus, This is crazy. I don't think we should do this.
彼は言うんですね。お言葉ですからしますって。
What Peter responds is, because you have said so, I will do it.
先生、あなたの言葉ですからしますと言うんです。
Because of your word, I will do it.
シモンは迷わない人だったようです。
Seems like Peter was not someone who pivoted back and forth and wasn't able to decide things.
ぐだぐだぐだぐだせずに本当に思ったらすぐにする人だったよ。
It seems like he was a person who, once he decided to do something, he acted upon it.
決心する人ですね。
He was a person who was able to make decisions.
ですから彼は無駄だとか無理とは言わずに、お言葉ですからと言って行に。
So Peter doesn't say this is crazy to Jesus. Rather, he says because of your word, and then he actually follows through with it.
そうすると大量なんです。いっぱい魚が取れるんです。
So after we see in the passage that Peter actually catches so many fish.
網が破けそうになるんです。
So many fish that his net is going to break.
普段ありえないこと、奇跡ないようなことが彼の目の前で起きたんです。
So right before Peter's eyes, it was like a miracle had happened. It wasn't likely that they were going to catch any fish in the daytime, and here they caught so many fish.
ここでペテロがイエス様に語る言葉はちょっと変わっていると私は思います。
So if we look at Peter's response, the words that he says to Jesus, we might be a bit surprised.
対応ですから、あ、イエス様ありがとうございます。あなたはすごい。また一緒に漁に行きましょうって言ってないんですね。
He doesn't say to Jesus, "That was just amazing. I caught so many fish. Wow, let's do that again." He doesn't say that, does he?
彼は私から離れてください。私は罪深いんですって言うんですね。
Rather, he says to Jesus, Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man.
聖書にはシモンが、ペテロがイエス様と出会う前の生活がどうだったかと細かいことは書いてありません。
There's nothing written about Peter's life before he met Jesus. We only know that he was a fisherman.
イエス様とでも出会いの中でペテロはイエス様は特別な方だということが分かったんです。
But from his interaction with Jesus, we know that Peter was a special person.
イエス様が特別な、ジーザス。
We know that Jesus was a special person.
でも同時にペテロは自分の罪をイエス様と一緒にいるときに罪深さを感じたんですね。
When Peter interacted with Jesus,He realized what a sinful man he himself was.
ですから、イエス様、主よ、私から離れてください。私は罪人ですと彼は言うんです。
So when he saw how great Jesus was, he said, "Please depart from me. I'm a sinful man."
自分の弱さ、自分の罪深さを彼が分かるんですね。
He saw and understood his own.
自分はイエス様と一緒にの場にいるようなものじゃないということを彼は分かるんですね。
He realized that he didn't have the worth to be in the presence of Jesus.
イエス様は、そうだな、お前罪深いな、バイバイと言わなかったんですね。
But Jesus doesn't say to him, "Yeah, you know what, Peter, you're right. Go ahead, leave." He doesn't say that, does he?
彼が私はあなたから離れてください。私は弱いと言ったのは彼の心の中の恐れから出たんですね。
These words of Peter that said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." These words came out of awe or fear in Peter's heart.
私は足りない。私はふさわしくない。私はダメだというのは彼の恐れから出たんです。
It came from a realization that he wasn't enough.
そういうペテロにイエス様はこのように言われます。
And Jesus turns to Peter and he responds in this way.
恐れることはない。
There's nothing to be afraid of. Don't be afraid.
今からあなたを人間を取る漁師に するというんです。
I am going to make you a fisher of men.
そしてこの言葉を受けて彼はすべてを置いてイエス様に従ったんです。
And Peter actually received those words of Jesus and believed everything and he followed him.
イエス様はペテロに恐れるなと言います。
Jesus says to Peter, "Don't be afraid."
私たちは祈りの中で本当に神様に応答しよう、応答することをずっと学んできていますけれども。
We have been focusing on how do we respond to God.
神様は祈りの中で、また御言葉を読む中で私たちにいろんなチャレンジをしてくださいます。
When we pray and we hear from God or when we read the word of God, we receive various kinds of challenges.
祈っているとですね、すべてが何か終わりじゃなくて、祈りはかえって私たちのチャレンジになることがあるんですね。
Prayer is not the time that, okay, everything is finished and rosy, but rather, prayer is the time when we receive challenges from God.
イエス神様は私たちが予想しなかったことや私たちは自分の力ではできないと思うようなことをしなさいと言われることもあります。
There are times when God tells us to do something that we know we're not able to do, or He tells us that we know that will be very difficult for us.
不安になるんですね、私たちは。
When we feel like God is saying those kind of things to us, we become rather nervous about it.
もしも皆さんがイエス様に従いなさい、あなたを人をつながる良心しなさいって言ったら、すべてを置いてできることができますか？
If Jesus spoke to you and said to you, "Obey me, don't be afraid. From now on, I'm going to make you a fisher of men." If He spoke that to you, would you drop everything and follow Him?
恐れはなくなるものではないと私は思っています。
In some ways, I feel that our fear remains. Our fear is something that doesn't actually completely disappear.
ペトロがイエス様に全てを置いてイエス様に従ったとき、もう全く心配もせずに、恐れもせずに、不安もなく従ったとは思えません。私はね、今。
I don't really believe that Peter just left all of his fears when he was able to obey Jesus.
多分。恐れを言いながらも恐れを超えた神様の召しを感じて信仰の一歩を踏み出すしか思えないんですね。
思えない。
としか思えない。恐れがあったけども。
しか思えない。Rather, I believe that he took a step of faith and he rose above those fears.
恐れを持ちながら一歩踏み出すんですね。
He still had some of those fears lingering, and yet he followed and took a step of faith.
自分の言い名付けが実ったという知らせを受けたヨセフさんのところに天使がやってきます。自分の言い名付け、イエス様のお父さんが。English.
About Joseph and Mary.
Mary.
When Joseph and Mary were engaged, an angel came and spoke to them.
で、マリアが身ごもったんですね。妊娠したんです。
And after that, Mary became pregnant.
ヨセフに天使は恐れずにマリアを妻としなさいと言います。
And the angel then appeared to Joseph in a dream and he said, "Do not fear, don't be afraid."
ヨセフは恐れがあったんですね。
Joseph must have been afraid.
でも恐れるなとヨセフに言います。
But in the dream, the angel said to him, "Don't be afraid."
マリアさんにもこうあったんですけども、マリアさんにも天使が来て恐れるなと言います。
Mary also was afraid, but the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid."
マリアさんは御言葉どうがなりますようにって言うんです。
And Mary says, responds, "Let it be as you have said."
あなたの言葉に従いますというんです。
I will obey your word. I am your servant.
聖書を紐解いていくと、いろんなところでいろんな人が新しいことをするときに怖がっています。怯えています。
If we look in the Bible, there are so many passages that when someone has been told to do something unusual or something new, the person's first response is fear.
でも神様はその人たちに安心しなさいと言われます。
But always, the angel or the person, the Lord who is speaking to them says, don't be afraid.
元気を出しなさいと言われます。
Says, be strong.
勇気を出しなさいと言われます。
Be courageous.
弟子たちが船に乗っているときに水を湖の上を歩いてくるイエス様を見て弟子たちは幽霊だと思ったと分かりました。
Remember the passage when Jesus followed the disciples out on the lake and he was walking on the water while they were in the boat? They thought it was a ghost.
でもイエス様ですね、安心しなさい、私だよってイエス様は語られました。
But Jesus says to them, don't be afraid, it's me.
体が不自由な人をですね、群衆でイエス様に連れてきて屋根から下ろした話は皆さん知ってるだと思いますけれども。
You probably know the story of the friends who brought their paralyzed friend and they brought him through the roof so that Jesus could touch and heal him.
その時にですね、その実際病気の人はね、もう怖がってね、すごく怖がってたらしいんですね。
And、
その人にイエス様はこのように言います。
The person who was on the stretcher and was paralyzed, Jesus said to him, he was afraid, and Jesus said to him,
元気を出しなさい。
Be strong.
あなたの罪は許される。
Your sin been forgiven.
パウロがエルサレムで捕まって牢屋に入った時のことです。
Do you remember when Paul was taken prisoner in Jerusalem?
もう今でも殺されそうな時に
He thought he was going to be killed.
イエス様はこのように彼に言われます。
But Jesus, the Spirit says to him,
勇気を出しなさい。
Stir up your courage.
エルサレムで私のことを力強く明かしたようにあなたはローマでも明かしをしなければいけません。
You need to spread my word powerfully in both Jerusalem and in Rome.
私たちが信仰の一歩を踏み出すときに不安はあるんです。
So we see that all of these people and us as well, when we take a step of faith, we might have certain fears or reservations in our heart. We might have things that we worry about.
でも神様は私たちに安心、元気、勇気を与えてくださいます。
God says to us, don't be afraid, be strong, and be courageous.
神様は私たちを見捨てることはありません。アメンですか?
God never will throw us away. Amen? He'll never leave us.
自分の人生を振り返るときにもいくつもの転機がありました。
If I look back on my own life, there are different times, there are different seasons. It's not all just like smooth sailing.
行き詰まった時も何度もありました。
There were times when I really stumbled and fell.
今こうしてこの場に立っていることは好きなことがいくつもあります。
It's really a miracle. It's really amazing that I can be standing here right now.
妻は私は学校の教師をしてたんですけれども、私は学校の教師をしてたんですけど、妻は多分私がそれを10年ぐらいで辞めると思ってたと思います。
I was a teacher at a school for quite a long time, and my wife believed that I would be teaching for about 10 years.
だけど辞めなかったんですね。
But I didn't quit.
でも、やむなくても神様次のステップは何ですかといつも祈っていました。
But even though I didn't quit, I was praying, God, what is the next step in my life?
まあ一応ですね、神様御心なら何でもしますって思って祈ってるんですよ。
Part of me was praying, God, whatever is your will, I'll do that. Part of me was praying like that.
でも結局私は30年この仕事を続けました。
But actually, I continued teaching for 30 years.
でもですね、祈るたびに神様はいろんなことを自分御言葉を通して人を通して語ってくださることがありました。
But during that time, God spoke to me at, in various ways and various times.
で最後の方によく語られ聞いた言葉は、
次の言葉でした。
And towards the end of my teaching time, it was a word of something like that.
恐れるな、立ち上がれなんですね。
Don't be afraid. Stand up.
恐れるな、立ち上がれ。
Don't be afraid. Stand up.
でもですね、もう鳥肌が立っているその度にね。
But when I heard God saying this to me, I kind of got like goosebumps all over.
でも神様本当にさまざまな困難や試練やまた病気や挫折を通して私を今の私のところに導いてくださいました。
But God led me, and He led me at times through hardship, through sickness. He led me through various things, and I'm here today.
そしたら私にはそのような困難や病や挫折が必要だったのかもしれません。
And perhaps I needed those difficult and hard times in order to be here today.
行ったことのない道を進むのは不安があります。
It's kind of scary to take a step onto a road or a path that we've never been on, isn't it?
初めて行った道は長く感じますね。2度目は簡単だったりしますけど。
When we go on a street or a path that we've never been on before, doesn't it seem really long?
したことのないことを始めるのは勇気がいることです。
When we start something that we've never done, we really need courage.
今も私は不安や心配はないわけではありません。あります。
It's not that I don't have any kind of fear now. Of course I do.
不安や心配しようと思ったらいっぱいできます。
If I think about it, I have all sorts of fears and worries.
献金のことだったり、仕事のことだったり、いっぱい考えようと思ったらいっぱいあります。
If I thought about it, I would worry about so many things. Oh gosh, are we going to have enough finances to support this, this ministry? Are we going to have enough people to help? I just start to really, really start to worry and fear.
でもですね、それを言いながらでも神様を求めたい、御心を求めたいと思っています。
But even though some of those worries and fears still linger in my heart, I still want to seek God.
神様の御心というのを本当に求めたいと思います。
And I want to not seek God by myself, but rather I want to seek God with all of you.
そして私たちは本当に神様の御心を求めたときに、神様は必要なものを与えてくださると信じます。
And I believe that when we seek God, He will certainly supply everything that we need.
神様は私たちに安心や元気や勇気を与えてくださいます。
And I believe that God will even give us the strength that we need. He will give us the peace that we need, and He will give us the courage that we need.
一番素晴らしいのは一緒に喜んだり泣いたり笑ってくださる兄弟姉妹の存在ですね。
But the most precious thing that I experience is all of you guys to be in this, doing this together.
共に祈り、共に支え合う人たちが一番の幸いだと思います。
The thing that blesses me the most is to pray with you guys and is to be supporting each other.
私は3人兄弟で姉が2人います。
I have there's three children in the family that I was raised in, and I have two older sisters.
これ末っ子に見えますか?
Do I look like the youngest child?
はい。私が高校生の時に、4歳上の姉が私に手紙を書いてくれました。高校生の時。
When I was in high school, the sister that's 4 years older than me wrote me a letter.
高校2年の時だったか3年の時だったかちょっと覚えてません。どっちかです。
I don't really remember if it was when I was in the second year or the third year for high school. However, I got this letter.
高校2年の時に学校の委員会の副委員長でした、私は。
When I was in 11th grade, I was in our school, it's called the vice head boy. I was kind of the leader, the vice leader of running the school.
高3の時に私は委員長でした。
And when I was in 12th grade, I was the student leader for our school community.
その時にですね、その責任を前に、私は何かその責任を前にした時に、姉が、はがき手紙を送って くれたんです。
And when all this huge responsibility was right in front of my eyes, right at that time I received this letter from my older sister.
で、そこにはこのようなことが書かれていました。
And she wrote something like this to me.
君がしなくて誰がする?
If you don't do it, then who will?
君一人で何ができる?
And what in the world can you possibly do by yourself?
もう一度ですね。君がしなくて誰がする?
If you don't do it, then who will?
君一人で何ができる?
And what in the world could you possibly do by yourself?
今でも貴様この言葉を思い出すことがあります。
And even now I remember these two sentences.
でもその時の私が読み取ったことと今の自分では読み取り方が違います。
But perhaps the way that I read the words at that time when I was in high school and the way that I remember them now is a big difference.
今その最初の君がお前がしなくて誰がするということは私はこのように読み取ります。
So now when I read the words, if you don't do it, then who will? I think of them in this way.
辛いこと、厳しいこと、人が嫌がることがあるけれども、誰かがしなくてはいけません。
There are things that nobody else wants to do. There are difficult things. There are hard things. And there are things that nobody wants to do.
その誰かとはあなたのことかもしれません。
And if you think, well, somebody has to do it, that somebody might be you.
神様があなたをそのために召されたとしたら、あなた以外にそれをする人はいません。
If God has called you to do that, then nobody else is needed.
あなたの責任は重要です。あなたの存在意義はとても大きいのです。
Your existence is very important.
イエス様と出会ったこのシモンは自分は罪人です、足りないものですと言いました。
When Simon Peter met Jesus in the passage that we read today, the only thing he could think to himself is, I'm a sinful man.
後に異邦人の人たちに活躍した使徒パウロも自分は罪人の頭ですというふうに言いました。
And if we think about Paul, it was the same way. When he persecuted the church, and even though he reached out to the Gentiles, he said, No, I'm the worst of all sinners.
皆さん自分は神様から呼ばれてないとか召されていないなんて思わないでください。
Please don't think that you haven't been called by God.
神様は皆さん一人一人、私たち一人一人になすべきことを用意してくださっています。
God has prepared something for each and every single one of us.
ひょっとしたら弱ければ弱いほど、力がなければないほど、神様は私たちを用いられるかもしれません。
And perhaps it's that the weaker we are, the more God has planned and the more He's going to use us.
後半部分の君一人がで何ができるということを私はこのように今読み取っています。
And if I recall the second words that my sister spoke to me, I think of them in this way now.
自分一人が示されたと思って、また自分がしなくてはいけないと思って、一人で頑張っても、それには限りがある。
No matter how much I'm shown by myself, or no matter how much that I feel like God is leading me, me by myself is so limited. What I'm able to do by myself is so limited.
また自分一人でやったら、自分だけでしたら燃え尽きてしまう。
And if I try to do everything that God has shown me by myself, I'm definitely going to burn out.
できたとしても結局それは自己満足で終わってしまうかもしれない。
And if by some miracle I was able to do the things that God has shown me, I would just become prideful.
本当に神様からのことをなすには神様の力、そして兄弟姉妹の祈りやサポートが必要なんですね。
If any of us have been shown something to do by God, we need God's own strength and we need the support of each other, the support of Christian community.
私たちは一人一人が神様の召しに応答することが必要ですね。
each and every single one of us has to respond to the call of God, has to respond to where God is showing us.
でも私たちは私たちの兄弟姉妹のために祈り、サポートすることも私たちが必要なことでもあるんです。
But at the same time, we have to pray for one another and we have to support one another.
ですから、私たちは祈りの中で神様の声を聞き、御言葉を通してチャレンジを受けましょう。
So when we pray, let's listen to what God is saying and let's receive the challenge that God is giving to us.
そして信仰の一歩を踏み出しましょう。
And let's take the first, that one first step of faith.
不安がありますけど、不安を握って一歩踏み出しましょう。
Even if you still are afraid or you're worried, but let's take that step of faith.
そして祈りの中、御言葉を通して神様は私たちに安心や元気や勇気を与えてくださいます。
And I believe that God Himself will give us the strength that we need. He will give us the courage that we need, and He will give us even the peace that we need.
そして祈りの中で神様の応答している兄弟姉妹たちのために祈りましょう。
Let's pray for one another. Let's pray for the other people in our community that are also responding in this way to the call of God.
一人一人が神様の声が聞こえるように。
Let's pray that we can really hear from God.
一人一人が勇気が出せるように。
Let's really pray that each of us can have courage.
本当に御心を知ることができるように本当に祈りたいと思います。
Let's truly pray and seek the will of God.
私たちは神様を恐れるなと言ってくださいます。
God says to us, don't be afraid.
今からまた一曲歌いますけど、神様は私たちに何を語ってくださるか本当に耳を澄まして聞きたいと思います。
I'm going to ask the worship team to come back up, butI really hope that each and every single one of us can really turn our ears and our hearts toward God and hear what He's saying to us. That we can have a conversation with God. And we can also pray for one another.
さんの未来の中で、あなたの未来の中で、あなたの未来の中で、あなたの未来の中で。 Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. The Father is listening to the eye.